The Croda Chemical Company manufactures surfactants at its facility in suburban Newcastle. To do that, it produces ethylene oxide, a carcinogenic and explosive chemical that leaked from the plant in 2018. Croda's ethylene oxide plant started up again Thursday after being shut down for several months due to permit violations. A stack test in January turned up even more violations, and the state settled with the company last month. Croda has applied to revise a permit and agreed to make modifications to its plant. It'll also pay a penalty and install an additional community siren. But Newcastle County resident Willie Scott noted the company's pattern of noncompliance during a public info session DENREC hosted Wednesday.
Well, it's good to see that DENREC have applied additional conditions and requirements via the latest settlement. Remains to be seen how well Croda will manage those given its demonstrated performance in meeting existing requirements. Permits are granted to Croda, giving the company permission to operate. And DENREC needs to define at what point the continued operation of this facility is no longer tenable.
Croda's site director said Wednesday the safety of the surrounding community is the company's top priority. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.